Today's Daf Yomi is Sota Daf Tes Vav. This is the Daf Yomi for the 8th day of Pesach. It's being recorded, obviously, before Pesach and Chol Hamoed, but the Daf Yomi tells us that after the Kohen brings the Mincha offering, he brings the Kometz, a scoopful of the grain offering, he puts it on the Klisharis, and then he brings it and pours it onto the Mizbeach as an offering. Then he's allowed to eat the shirayim, the remnants of that offering. And he's allowed to put into it yayin, shemen, utvash. He's allowed to put into it wine, oil, and honey. Now, what's the reason why he's allowed to put wine, oil, and honey, even though it's still not allowed to become chametz? And the reason is because it says in the pasuk, l'mashcha, that you should eat this offering is meant to be eaten, l'mashcha. And the word l'mashcha means l'dua, k'derach shemalachim ochen, that the way the kings eat it, that's how you're able to eat it. But we have to bear in mind that the mincha offering is really the offering of the poorest people. Who can bring an offering? Only somebody who can't afford an animal or a bird offering. It's the poorest of the poor, the Torah calls elsewhere. And yet we're being told that this offering is eaten k'derach shemalachim ochem, the way the kings eat it. So we're being taught a fundamental lesson. It doesn't matter how much money you have, but if you have the intent that you bring this for Hashem, then it's considered to be a kingly offering. And then you have to treat yourself like a king and eat this offering like a king.